It's time for You Talking to Me with your host, Big JD.
Like the website states, the Church House Network is a team of artists with a vision and a dream, facilitating a network of artists focused on perfecting the art of presentation and performance. My guest today, part of a large team that makes up the Church House Network, it's founder and director of operations, Kevin Blond, and welcome to the show, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing, Big JD?
I'm doing good. Great to finally talk to you. So the meaning behind the Church House Network, defining it, I know it's an ever-evolving thing. Tell us how it all started.
I guess the idea of it was I had some time to, you know, start another creative project, and it was going to either be another band, or I was kind of working on an idea with some friends about this network, kind of a artist helping artists type of idea.
Aside from working with local artists, the Church House Network brings acts in from out of town as well, and how important is that for Windsor and for the community?
I think it's a huge deal. It kind of keeps the whole thing moving. It helps bring attention to the shows, which is good for the local supporting acts, so that things don't get so stale around here with the same bands, the same things happening every weekend. You get more of a variety, more bands coming through town, and everybody gets to mix it up and bump elbows a little bit.
So you mentioned possibly starting another music project of your own. Tell us a little bit about your own music history.
Well, I started in high school with punk bands, and after that, just a whole bunch of garage bands as kind of a hobby. I haven't been writing music since the birth of Church House, really. Took a few years off, and then this idea just kind of consumed me.
Yeah, I'm sure it takes up quite a bit of your time. But do you ever get the itch, though, to go up and perform? Because, I mean, you deal with so many artists and bands and...
Oh, absolutely. I always want to start another band again, but, you know,
maybe, it makes it tough.
Maybe I could spare a couple hours a week for a jam band, but to find time to hit the road with it and stuff like that, I think would be really difficult to balance right now with everything else I got going on.
Primarily, is it all music shows that you put on, or is there anything else involved as well?
We've been involved with art shows, festivals, burlesque performances. So yeah, a lot of different stuff. The network is open to all artists. We do have services via social media as for all artists, from photography to writers to performing artists to dancers to musicians. Basically anybody can register profiles on the network, and from there we have a regular stream where we're sharing their fan pages, we're sharing their media, their music, videos.
That's awesome. The social media aspect of it, important as having the artist, is all the promotion that goes into it, and being able to utilize all that on your site. What kind of events have you guys got coming up?
Coming up, we have May 2nd at Fog Lounge. We got a band from PEI called The Meds, and they're coming with a band from Waterloo called The Royal Streets. It's part of like a Canadian Music Week Windsor showcase that we're having, where a couple bands that are coming to Toronto for CMW have booked with us around Windsor. So we got the 2nd at Fog. We got May 3rd at FM Lounge, a band from St. Catharines called Capture, and a band from Simcoe County called Sleepless. And tentatively, we've got a couple at the end of April that are unannounced right now.
Cool. Maybe you want to say something about the team behind the Church House Network. I know it's a large, dedicated group.
Yep, the team is all volunteer members. Everybody just kind of offering their resources and doing what they can to help. Again, it's artists helping artists right to the very root of it. And, you know, I got partners to help out with the website, partners to help out with the sound, partners to help out with photography and video. And together we just do what we can to help the bands and help artists that are looking for extra exposure and basically looking for similar resources in Windsor.
Great stuff. And where can listeners find more information?
We can be found at www.churchhouse.ca, at C-H-U-R-C-H-O-U-S-E.ca. and we're pretty easy to find on Facebook and Twitter as well.
And that's all accessible as well from the churchhouse.ca website, right? All
yep, those links. Absolutely.
There you have it. Check out churchhouse.ca. Kevin, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Judy.